The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators and Caliber Office Furniture. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guest news and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. And Diane, what exactly is It Does My Soul Well?
Well, Tim, It Does My Soul Well endeavors to accomplish three things. Number one, Tim, we challenge you to get outdoors.
Yeah, that's what this program's all about.
Absolutely. Number two, we inspire you to get healthy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're talking about losing weight.
Of course.
Getting out there, good exercise. My favorite kind of exercise, and I work with other people now in helping them to get healthy, to lose weight, and to do all of those things. And listener, if you're interested, just get a hold of us. We'd be happy to help you. I literally weigh 100 pounds less than I did at one point in time. And so I just put into practice some really good, solid principles that we can help you with. But my thing for exercise, I mean, I go to the gym, but this time of year, not so much. I love getting outdoors. I'll go on a hike, go kayaking. There's so many other things that you can do that people would enjoy, especially those who don't like to go to the gym. And I've gone on and on about that. Tell us about number three, Diane.
Number three, Tim, we encourage you in your spiritual life.
Yes, we do.
I've been praying right over here right now that you just stop.
And see, it worked. God answered your prayer.
Yes, amen.
So Shasta Outdoors Radio is our way to challenge you to get outdoors and enjoy things like hiking, kayaking, fishing, hunting, camping, biking. You name it, there's a wide variety of choices, especially here in Northern California. Tonight, in the studio, we have with us Myron Rodriguez.
I know, I'm so excited. That's right. Myron is the marketing director for Houseboats.com, where you can book your houseboat vacation with Jones Valley and Silverthorne Resorts on Lake Shasta.
Hey, this should be fun, Diane. I'll be interested to learn about all that is happening with houseboats on our beautiful lake, and Myron is the guy to talk to.
That's right.
So, Diane, what did you do this last week? Do any kind of outdoor recreational type activities?
Well, you know, Tim, when it was my birthday on May 22nd, everybody out there, just go ahead and write that down.
You
May
keep
22nd.
Mentioning your birthday. You know, that was months ago.
I know.
And how many decades of birthdays have you had?
I've had a lot more than I have left.
Okay.
I know that.
Since your birthday.
It was my birthday.
Back
and for
in
my
May.
Birthday, I got a season pass for Waterworks for my grandchildren and for me and my children. And it really has been so much fun. Because
nice.
I just like to go for a good hour and a half at the end of the day, because most people that buy their day pass, they're tired by 2, 3 o'clock. They're ready to go home. So they leave. So when you go at 4 o'clock to 5:30, it's perfect. There's no lines, and you just get right in to the slides. It's just the perfect time to go.
I love going to Waterworks Park. I don't hardly ever go there.
Well, but it's when expensive,
my
you know.
Two youngest girls when they were young, I would do the same thing, get the season pass, because you could just go for an hour and a half, and that is actually a fun outdoor activity to engage in.
Feels like it.
Hey, not bad at all. Well, last weekend, Fanny and I and the girls and grandkids, we traveled to the Trinidad area.
I know, I got lots of pictures, and your mom was showing me the videos.
Yes.
It was adorable.
We had a lot of fun. But you know what? One of the things that I was very, very disappointed in is the fact that so many of the trails over there do not allow dogs. And we took Calamity Jane with us, and all of the trails that I wanted to hike, we just simply couldn't do it because we had a dog with us.
Well, and surprising, because the beaches allow them.
Well, not all the beaches.
Not all, but the one that we went to always did
Moonstone
because we had
Beach.
A dog.
Yeah, Moonstone Beach. We went there every morning, and she loved it. She loved going to the beach. It was the first time that she ever went to the ocean. And so when she went running out there, she didn't know how to act because she's so used to trails and trees and bushes and mountains and all of that.
Right.
And here's all this flat land. you know, on the seashore, and seagulls, she would chase after them as if she would catch one.
Right,
and,
of course.
And splash in the water, and she would run circles around me, and she would bark, and so she absolutely loved doing that. And then we went to the zoo in Eureka, and we hiked near the Trinidad.
That's the video that I saw.
Yeah,
that
of was me fun. Going across the bridge, yes. And the kids helping, the grandkids
well,
helping me
height.
Across the bridge.
So do you. You have a little bit, have yes. a little bit of fear of bridges, actually, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I have a bridge
I was the
phobia.
Same way, Tim. I was yeah. the same way. They had to, like, coax me across. I mean, this bridge is so high up in the trees.
And we're talking about the Redwood Skywalk that's at the Sequoia Park Zoo in Eureka.
I just can't imagine someone not being afraid. I'm sorry, but I was looking down going, this is just not fun to me. This is not fun.
The one hike we did do was near the Trinidad Pier, and that was actually a nice hike. There's a bit of a peninsula there. Almost looks like an island unless you're really close, but where the pier is there uh-huh. in Trinidad.
Yeah.
And then we hiked up that trail, and that was really nice. They have an old gravesite up there from 1775.
Wow.
And they redid the cross there, and that cross is probably 12, 14 feet high, I would say. It's made out of concrete. Beautiful. And it was one of the Spanish explorers. And so they, in 1913, they redid the cross there. And
that's
so
amazing.
That was a nice surprise that when Fanny and I.
So you didn't do any
there.
Rock climbing? I rock climbed.
Didn't do any rock climbing. But today I did,
Boulder.
I golfed, at the Anderson Chamber of Commerce
that's right.
golf
you were
tournament.
Gonna do that.
And guess what?
What?
I won $100.
No way.
Yep. They had a contest.
They had a pity prize?
Pity prize. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it was for best looking golfer.
Oh.
No, it was for, closest to the pin. And
really?
So on the 2-3 pars, they had a closest to the pin contest. The very first hole that we went to, which was at Tucker Oaks, there's hole number 5, if listeners are aware of that golf course. It's the one that goes over the water. And we go up there. The guy that sponsored us actually was Caliber Office Furniture,
nice.
Chris Cable. And so I was on his team. He went up there, and I'm going to tell on him. He hit one right into the water, usually what I do. And so I teed up, and I think I sneezed and closed my eyes and swung. And my ball rolled within 2 feet of the hole, and I wound up winning $100. I couldn't
nice.
Believe that. That's the first time I think I've won something like that at a golf tournament, and it was pure luck, you know.
Nice.
Hey, on the board tonight we have Tyler Chapman. Tyler, how you doing tonight?
Oh man, excellent. Inside out of that heat.
Oh,
yeah,
horrible.
Have you been out and about doing anything?
Absolutely. Went out for another hike with my firefighter brother. This time was a little bit better. I wasn't huffing and puffing as much.
Where did you go?
Whiskeytown Falls again. We have a loop that we do up there, and then we go down, and he likes to do Crystal Creek right afterwards. So,
yeah, if you go to Whiskeytown Falls, you almost always have to go ahead and do the Crystal Creek Falls, too. Both. Did you guys do the lower and the upper? Or?
Yes, sir. We did it time, too. We have to. He likes to do it in under 35 minutes. So.
Wow.
He sounds hardcore.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your brother's name?
His Robert Loss. He's Cal Fire boy.
Okay.
He puts me through the rigors. Got a cushy job over here, so he makes me remember.
Right. Hey, Diane, if people want to get a hold of us, want to know more about us, how can they do that?
Well, excuse me, Tim. It's actually pretty easy because it's itdoesmysoulwell.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go to their Facebook, It Does My Soul Well.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So
that's right.
It's an easy thing for them to find us.
That's right. And, hey, listener, if you would like to call in with a
yes.
question, if you want to talk with Myron or us, if you've got something you'd like to say about houseboating on the lake, maybe you have a story or something you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
You can call in. And, Tyler, you're going to be all ready, right, to take that call. He says yes. Got a thumbs up from him. You can call in with a question to 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. Diane, let's thank one of our sponsors here tonight.
Oh, absolutely, Tim. Professional Exterminators. Shasta Outdoors would like to thank them for sponsoring us, and we'd like to say that Professional Exterminators are appropriately named because they are the true professionals who will take care of anything from ants to skunks and everything in between. Professional Exterminators is locally owned and operated by Dave and Madonna Silva, amazing people who are an integral part of this community. And so no matter what your need is, you call them and they will give you a zero obligation free estimate. So if something's bugging you, give them a call at 530-338-2822. Professional Exterminators, 530-338-2822.
All right. Thank you, Professional Exterminators. Hey, we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Myron Rodriguez.
So
we are
going to
talk houseboating.
Yes.
Jumping off the top.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And we are going to be talking a little bit about houseboating. But, Diane, one of the things I've often told people is that I grew up on a houseboat on
Absolutely.
Lake Shasta.
It feels that way.
Yeah.
We spent our whole summers on houseboat.
In the early 70s, our parents owned a houseboat along with Harry and Joyce Eckelman.
Yes.
Longtime business partners, friends, family. Mm-hmm. And before we ever moved to Reading, we would travel from Salinas to Lake Shasta and spend at least a week on the lake and most of the time longer. And I have wonderful memories of those days.
Me too.
Well, I'm certain that houseboats have come a long way since then.
Oh, yeah.
And here to tell us all about us, all about it, is the director of marketing for houseboats.com, Myron Rodriguez.
Yes.
Welcome to Shasta Outdoors.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm honored and delightful to be here with you guys tonight.
Oh, it's great having you. We've been talking a little bit through Facebook, texting, had a phone conversation, and I am highly impressed with you, Myron, and your knowledge. And but first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let our audience know who you are.
Well, thank you. Like you said, well, I'm Myron, and I'm originally from Costa Rica.
Okay.
Came to the United States 25 years ago to do my master's degree in UCLA.
Nice.
One thing come to another. Got married, came here to Redding to live with my wife. We decided to pick Redding, California, because of the beautiful outdoors.
And
right.
The truth.
Which is absolutely gorgeous around here. And to bring a family, you know, to have a family with
yes.
them was something special. So I'm here and... it does my soul well to be around here. Absolutely. You know, it's beautiful out here, and I consider myself very lucky for what I do.
Absolutely. Nice. Well, Myron, how did you get into the place of marketing houseboating on Shasta Lake? How did that come about?
Well, pretty quick. I have my degree in business, and I have another degree as a master in digital marketing. We were the first generation in 1997 in UCLA. This is before Google, before all these things that you guys know already.
Right. Yes. Right.
So, starting as a personal business and in UCLA, I have 300 people asking me in a month if we would have properties for sale in Costa Rica. So the business administration switched to pretty much real estate, to property management, then to vacation rentals. So I did this for almost 20 years. I was the international director of marketing of my own business because we were Panama, Costa Rica, and Mexico. We have properties that we manage there.
Right.
So I acquire a lot of experience, but mostly because of my education and my experience as a digital marketer, you know, the search engine optimization, how to build a website, how to put a number one in Google.
Right.
Certain tricks that only years of experience can give you.
Sure.
I sold my business in Costa Rica in 2017. I came back here to reside finally in Reading because I was back and forward for many years. And suddenly I received a phone call from someone at the Jones Valley Resort that they saw my resume, my old resume somewhere. And, you know, when things happens for a reason. Yes. I wasn't even looking for a job. I was taking a 2-year sabbatic break. And after the 2 years, I got the call. I talked to the person that is my boss now. And, it's amazing. This has been great. Condominiums, houseboats. You see, at the end of the day for me is, it's, travel industry. So I thought it was a good fit, and I'm always love to be next to the water. It's a thing. And my business in Costa Rica was on a beach. My office was beachfront.
Right.
Nice.
And I was hearing about the dog. They don't let you walk with a dog in a beach. Honestly, I won't go to any place in the world that is, my dog can be there.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. I love my dog so much.
So that's pretty much my story. And I ended up, I guess, you know, destiny has a thing for you. I ended up working in this place, which I love. I do everything that I do there. I love it.
Nice.
And sometimes we have to wear different hats, you know, not only the marketing director. Yeah, sometimes I have to do tech support. Sometimes I just have to jump in a boat and give someone a ride, something. But, you know, at the end of the day, is nothing is better than being around.
And sometimes you have to go on a radio show.
And sometimes I have to step up. And exactly.
That's right. Hey, listener, if you want to call in and if you've got a question for Myron about houseboating, you can do that by dialing 530-605-4567, 605-4567. Now, Myron, you do this for both Jones Valley and Silverthorne Resorts. What's the difference between the two?
Well, you know, two of the biggest marinas in Shasta Lake, as we know, right? Silverthorne Resort and Jones Valley Resort. We also manage Sugarloaf Resort Marina.
Okay.
So the conjunction, the union of all this, it's a project called houseboats.com.
Right.
When I came to this business was pretty much to brand this houseboats.com.
Mm-hmm.
People, always thought that Jones Valley, Silverthorne was like a competition, and actually it was for many years, you know, until one acquired the other one. And I got honored to be picked to develop this project. So houseboats.com is how we promote both marinas that we rent houseboats.
Right.
And Sugarloaf, when we have water to put moorish there as well, too.
Yes.
So houseboat.com is the project, is the dad of all this on the internet, on the digital world.
Right.
And as you can hear, houseboats.com, just one word, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty big, honestly.
Right.
Our audience, we have people from Europe visiting our website because As you might know, in Europe, the houseboating is a little bit different. People actually live in the houseboat in Europe, in Amsterdam, in France, you know, you live there. So, probably they're curious, you know, to see what is the houseboats.com in America. And, well, that helped us out. That's pretty much I'm here for the, the branding of houseboat.com is the union of our marinas and the way we want to present to the people, you know, for all the information and most important, one place to do your reservation. You have all the boats, all the models.
Oh, right there.
Right there.
So tell me, how many houseboats do you have?
Oh, okay. When I start this job, we have about 129 houseboats only.
Okay.
This was in 2020.
All right.
2020 was the year of the weirdness. We know that, right?
Yes.
Suddenly, we overbook, and probably that was part of my fault. We did a very amazing campaign. Right after we got the permit back to open the marina in 2020. And problem was, you know, that the chain supply as well was having problems. So when the boats, well, you know boats, right?
Right.
You can have a brand new boat today. You take it out on the water for 5 minutes, and it comes back with something.
Sure,
broken, right?
Sure.
So we were having the problems of the chain supply. No, no parts, no... you know, parts to keep working with the boat.
Right.
So right now our fleet, because of that, we're about in 100, a little bit more boats, house boats.
All right.
We also have a big fleet of patio boats, party cruisers, kayaks, paddle boards, everything that floats on the water. Correct.
Nice.
Jet skis and everything.
Oh.
So tell us about the sizes and differences in the house boats.
Well, like every product, we have different prices, different sizes. You know,
right.
We have a small boats in Silverton, part of the old models.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring 8 to 12 people.
Right.
Then we have the middle models, which is between 12, 16 to 18 people.
Right.
Right. We got the Odysseys, the Senators. Then we have the big guys, 16 plus, Escapade, Corinthians.
Is that the three-story ones?
We have the Queen of the Lake, which is the one in Silverton, which is the Queen. Just one is absolutely beautiful. A hot tub, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms.
Oh, brother.
But then we have the King, which is the Titan, which is the biggest rental vessel on the Western Hemisphere.
Wow.
We have 3 of those.
Uh-huh. And so what size are we talking about, the King?
Oh, my God. Well, it's 6 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms.
Oh,
it's
wow.
3 levels.
Right.
Okay.
And can't believe it floats.
3 levels. And you got the slide from the 3rd level going down. It is absolutely amazing. As a note, Diane, it's one of the most expensive boats to rent here in our area, and it's sold out. We're already selling summer 2024 like crazy.
Wow.
And that's thanks for the lake levels, water levels.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, that is just amazing. Well, listen, I want to take a moment here before we go to a break. I want to thank our other sponsor, which is Caliber Office Furniture. And so Shasta Outdoors, we want to thank you, Caliber Office Furniture. If you work from home, it can be a challenge to make do with the space you have available. Caliber Office Furniture makes it easy for you. All you have to do is go to caliberoffice.com. That's caliberoffice.com. Select work from home, and there you'll find a beautiful selection of desks, chairs, and accessories. And it's all on sale right now with free shipping directly to your home. Again, that's caliberoffice.com. Thank you, Chris Cable, for the golfing today, and Caliber Office Furniture for sponsoring this program. Well, Tyler, let's take us out here. We've got Tony Bennett queued up, I believe. And Tony Bennett, 96 years old, passed away today. So here's our little honor to Tony Bennett.
Beautiful.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me.
You're so deep in my heart, you're really a part of me.
I've got you.
Yes, I do.
Under my skin.
I try to resist when darling I know so well I've got you under my skin.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Down on the houseboat, remember all the fun down on the houseboat. Our mama in the sun.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. A little Merle Haggard there. I know he liked to do some houseboating out there on Shasta Lake. He had some involvement with Silverthorn Resort, I believe, at one time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know my dad ran into him a few times out there bass fishing, and got to meet him out on the lake. And so he's an icon around here. And even for houseboating, he's got a couple songs. There's that one, and there's another song he talks about spending all winter long out on the houseboat. But we're talking with Myron Rodriguez here tonight. But Diane, if people want to call in and if they have a question, how can they do that?
Absolutely, Sam. If you want to call in with any question, story, or just want to share something with us, it's 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567.
All right, Myron, and now you've mentioned it a number of times, like a good marketer would. Houseboats.com, people can go on there and they can check out different houseboats, availability and so forth. Correct. I went on there earlier today, and very nice website, very easy to navigate to get the information that you need on the size of the houseboats and all of that. And so whoever put that together, kudos to them.
Thank you.
You do the web design?
I'm the web developer.
Myron, you've been involved in other types of vacation rentals and, you know, properties over the years. What makes houseboating a different kind of vacation?
Oh, my God. It's absolutely, it's magical, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's a family activity.
Right.
Family and friends activity. The memories, when the people come down off the boat and they start telling you, how fun this trip, went, but then you see them next year, and they're still talking about the vacation of last year.
Right.
So those are memories for a lifetime. And
we have them.
It's amazing. And when you're growing up and you're a kid, the seniors, the college kids, you know, at the end, you know, you're finally out there without mom and dad. So you come with your college friends and you go to the slaughterhouse and you party there with your buddies. Houseboating is one of the most beautiful experiences that someone absolutely can do.
Right.
For their soul, for their fun, to get out of this weirdness these days of all this stress and news and bad news all over and people with all their daily stress, you should do houseboating. Absolutely. It will do great for your soul and for your family.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting, Diane, I was thinking about this a little bit earlier today because I can remember you might have been too young to remember the first time going out on a houseboat. But I remember as a young child, heard about going out on a houseboat, had no idea what a houseboat looked like. And so I can remember us driving up from Salinas, California, and my first experience of Redding, California on that day, we stopped at Safeway there on Pine Street. And I got out, and that day it was 116 degrees, and the wind was blowing 25 miles an hour. And I remember getting out of that air-conditioned car and thinking that I had stepped into an oven, sort of like it is today, you know?
Yes.
But I remember in my mind when I was thinking houseboat, I was thinking of something that looked like a pirate ship or something along that line. So I was pleasantly surprised when we finally got to Lake Shasta and, got on that houseboat. But Myron, you know, for people that are doing this for the first time, what surprises them the most about houseboating on Shasta Lake?
Well, we have some stages. First, this is since, you know, I'm there. When the lake have water, everything is perfect. People is happy. Nobody see any problem.
Right.
The past couple of years were very challenging.
Sure.
Because everything that was out there, visual, videos, pictures, and let's be honest about this, the lake was really looking really bad.
Right.
So it was very challenging to try to sell houseboat vacation in a mud, like people, you know, very negative people. So it's easy now.
Right.
It's easier because now you have this product, which is absolutely beautiful, 365 square miles of pure water.
Right.
I was taking pictures 3 months ago. The shoreline disappeared.
Right.
That was absolutely, for me, it was, I've never seen that in my life. I wouldn't be here for 25 years.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, on December 31st of last year, the last day of last year, the lake was 140 feet down. And then it just started coming up and up and up. And great anticipation in the community. And I have to say, Myron, you and Silverthorne and Jones Valley was a great resource to see the lake and what the level was looking like as the water was coming up. That's you. And when did the phone start really ringing as people thought, hey, this lake's going to be full?
Well, just to add a little bit of that, Tim, in one day, we saw the lake going up 5 inches. For a 365-square-mile lake,
amazing.
We were like, oh, my God. It's one of the most awesome things I've ever witness in my life, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, based on that, right? Based on that, you know, coming back to the houseboating, you know, with the lake, well, right now it's definitely easier. Marketing the houseboat is pretty much what I do. That's just our main job is to show people now how beautiful it is. Mm-hmm. Now, part of our strategist team, and that's what I'm in this marketing team, is that we want people to book everything online.
Right.
So the phones didn't ring as much as the question,
right?
But what we did is, and we will always do, is we had these boards in South California, billboards. We advertise in magazines. We are the only company that we know that we advertise outside our state from Redding, California. We do Seattle, we do Washington, we do Arizona. So what we try to do is now the visuals, right, of the lake full. And definitely it was amazing for the online bookings, triple.
And I bet they took off, I bet.
And of course in our ads, we always tell people if you have any questions, please give us a call.
Right.
And yes, of course, we're being super busy.
Sure. How far away do people come?
Oh, we have people actually from East Coast.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
They come and visit relatives here in California,
mm-hmm.
and then they travel to our marinas. We have people driving from Seattle, driving from Nevada. We also advertise in Vegas, of course. You go to one of the big casinos over there, and you will see our flyers over there at houseboat.com.
That's great.
So we have people actually traveling to our lake from many, many parts of the country. I noticed that, like, the middle of the country, the people in the middle, like Nebraska and things like that, they don't come to houseboating for some reason.
Interesting.
But we have lots of, now we've got a lot of East people.
Well, what's the average length of stay for people that go out on houseboats?
Okay. 3 nights used to be the normal, 3-4 nights. Mm-hmm. We, of course, as a business, we tried to sell 7 nights. And as a matter of fact, we did, even with the lake low.
Right.
But right now is our amazing. You see how many boats are going out on Monday and come back until the next Monday. And it's 90% of our reservations right now.
Wow.
People spend 7 nights on the lake. I don't know if you ever, Diana, sleep in the lake. And the lights, the stars.
The stars,
absolutely. You know, the pictures that people send us. And 7 days right now is like what people want to do. Of course, we have for budgets for everybody. And some people would just take 3 or 4. But
you must have some sort of a discount if you stay the 7 days.
You get a 10% discount if you stay the 7 days, correct.
Yeah, when I look at the prices for a houseboat, and I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here maybe a little bit. It seems expensive, but is it really?
Oh, my God, you know, that's a question that I have every day, Tim. Mm-hmm. And what I tell people is we haven't, at least in our company, we haven't raised the prices in 3 years since 2020.
That's amazing.
We're trying to tell people, please come, have the experience.
Right.
It is worth it. We know other lakes and we know other marinas, which houseboating costs $50,000, $60,000 a week.
So you mean to tell me that when the lake got full, you guys didn't raise your prices?
We did not raise the prices.
That's amazing. I'm impressed.
We're giving discounts, and we continue always with our donations that we always like to help our town. And we continue doing business as well. And the news is that I'm the one pushing general management to, we need to start covering.
I just do. You're not taking advantage of the fact that our lake is full, so you're not taking advantage of people's pocketbooks.
No, ma'am.
Keeping your prices the same, and I'm very inspired by that.
Thank you.
You know, when people go to the houseboat, there are things they should bring and things they should not bring. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little breakdown on that?
Absolutely. Most important, you need to bring your sunscreen or buy one. You gotta be with comfort. But yeah, that's something that really I see people like tomatoes coming out of the houseboat.
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta bring comfortable clothes.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring in dogs, you have to make sure that the puppy is not walking on the dock or in the parking lot with temperatures of 120 degrees because they burn their paws.
Right.
If you're traveling with infants and minors,
mm-hmm.
8, 9, 10, 12, 13-year-old kids, we recommend that you bring their own life jacket if they have one.
Sure.
Yes.
Because we just have as many.
Mm-hmm.
And in high season, it's very difficult to find for infants. So we advise people, mm-hmm. if you travel with kids, please bring the infant life vest.
And we had ours on, Tim. When we were young, we had ours on.
Whenever the boat was moving, we always had to have our life jackets on.
Houseboat experience is fantastic. You know, I've seen pictures of people doing these gigantic taco salads on the table. You know, they put this aluminum paper first.
Yeah.
Right. Then they put all the taco things on top and everybody serve themselves. And, you know, you can bring anything you want, pretty much. The only thing is be safe when you travel with infants. Of course, please look at your children. You know, the back of the boat has a gigantic propel.
Right.
So, you know, this thing is it's common sense, guys.
Sure, sure. But what are some things that you tell people do not bring these things on the boat?
Well, we try not to bring weird animals, okay? A big funny story pretty quick, Tim, if I have a minute.
Yeah.
You know, we have last 2 years ago, 2021, we have this strange group coming from L.A., and we noticed that they were hiding something. There were chickens. Live chickens. And, you know, so I'm coming out with the manager of the marina at that time, and we were like, excuse me, sir, we know you have a live animal there. Is that a chicken? And well, there was no only one. There were several chickens. And then when we start looking up, there was this dark cloak, long robes, and we were like, okay, this is real weird, with a chicken wire. So, I mean, let's not bring those things to the Rochester Lake, please.
No
right?
chickens.
You
maybe
know.
Maybe they were service animals, you know. They were comfort chickens.
One important
for me,
thing,
a good comfort chicken is something with gravy on it, but we'll move on from there. Hey, listen, I got to take a break, Myron, so hold that thought. You are listening to Shasta Outdoors, and I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I am.
We'll be back after these messages.
And Myron.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available or at shastacollege.edu.
I'm Gold Rush Kate from the Golden State with a nugget around my neck. I chase the red lights burning bright from here to hell and back. I've dug for silver and for gold from Boulder up to Haynes. When I hit Coloma, boys, I made my final claim.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And that is Molly Tuttle in Golden Highway. And
I like her.
Yeah, she's going to be at the Cascade Theater tonight.
Oh, are you going?
Me and my Peruvian queen are
going to
be
good for you.
Going there and watching Molly Tuttle in Golden Highway. I mean,
nice.
Beautiful sound and... hopefully they've got the air conditioner working well there.
I know.
Sometimes it's too well. I told Fanny that she needs to bring a little jacket or something because it could be a little bit
cool.
Yeah,
it's that way.
But, hey, we've been having fun tonight talking with Myron Rodriguez about houseboating and a hilarious story about the chickens that people are trying to sneak onto a houseboat. And that was because they were going to sacrifice them?
You know what? We didn't ask too much because of the lines of our business, but we definitely, that was a red flag.
Right.
Yeah, you can tell absolutely.
That. But dogs are welcome to come, right?
Dogs. We even have turtles.
Okay.
Oh,
dogs, like, turtles, little pigs.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love it. You know, hey, some people have pigs for
pets.
We're
a pet friendly business. Absolutely.
Okay.
As long as the pet wants to be there.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That is such a good point.
Well, yes. I want to get into a little bit about etiquette. Being out there on the lake and things that people need to keep in mind, maybe some things that they're given some rules and so forth. So talk about that, Myron.
Very important. You know, there is norms and rules, courtesy rules on the lake. We explain and we try to explain the people that rent our boats all the time. You know, please, you know, we know you're coming here to drink. We know you're coming here to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But please don't do stupid things with the boat.
Right.
So that's why we have people with the wakeboards, boats, you know, you see them on the Facebook groups.
Right.
Pictures of people that just, you know, they're driving at 50 knots per hour in the middle of the lake with full boats around. And suddenly they want to do a selfie with their phone when they're driving like that. And they ended up jumping in a little small island. That was 2 years ago. It's actually a real story.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And they ended up smacking another houseboat.
Right.
A couple of weeks ago, team, we had someone smacking. I mean, we have one of our houseboats, one Odyssey. Our client is in one of the creeks. Nice. Their family is down camping. Mm-hmm. Suddenly a guy was drunk. Another boat from another marina. Just smash around the back.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you kind of see a boat the size of a house.
Well, they say drinking and driving.
So that is something very important that I want to address.
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
I know our local people is wonderful about that. We grow up here. We've been here for many years.
Yes.
We know the rules, but it's something that if people in the other marinas, I really would like to address this thing as well. We try really very hard to do the orientation properly.
Right.
To every rental, you know, please have common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Man is hard, right?
Right.
It's kind of like there's no common sense these days, but we try to be aware, you know, if you bring guns, no problem. But please shoot to the other side.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Know the side where the lake and the boats are. You know,
absolutely.
In transit, you know, it's just because
there's accidents that happen, and it's just
absolutely.
Do you give them any kind of rules regarding the wildlife there, like deer, bear, so forth?
Absolutely. Part of the orientation. Please leave the wildlife alone.
Yes.
If you see a bear swimming in chest, we've seen him. You know.
Oh yes, I have.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, with the little cubs or mm-hmm. the deers mm-hmm. or you know. Whatever, please leave him alone.
Yes.
Don't be an
Absolutely.
Idiot. If you see one of the, we have eagles. We have majestic, beautiful eagles fishing on the lake.
Oh,
it's
no.
amazing. You know,
yes.
please don't shoot him.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. It's
yeah,
just,
exactly.
Right, right.
Yeah, so please don't interact with the wildlife. Let it be.
Yeah, and then that way other people can enjoy it. I know one time I was out there with my dad and we were fishing along the shore, and a little bit further up we saw a black bear that was actually very brown, but it was we only have black bears around here, and it was down at the shore and it was probably getting a drink and it was just kind of tooling along there, not going very fast, and it was just wonderful to be able to behold it. But sure enough, here came a group of people in a speedboat, and they decided that they needed to drive right over to where the bear was. Well, immediately the bear took off and ran up into the woods, you know. Keep your distance, please. Enjoy the wildlife. And I've been out there when you will see deer swimming across the lake.
Yeah, correct.
You know, and don't go out there and bother them. Enjoy it, but you don't need to go pull up right next to them.
And startle them and scare
them.
Yeah,
because then they're going to start to panic and all of those things, because they're very vulnerable at that point in time. And so have respect for the wildlife and the eagles and
everything. Everything that is their lake.
Yeah.
Is their lake.
That's right.
So. One of the other things, and I saw somebody post something this here very recently, and they were out on a houseboat and they were in a cove, and there are so many coves on Lake Shasta. I mean, hundreds upon hundreds, and they were parked in a cove, and sure enough, here came another houseboat and parked just about, you know, 50 feet away from them.
It was 100 feet, like a,
yeah.
I saw that post.
Yeah, you saw that post.
It was a little bit selfish. And yeah. I don't want to say ridiculous.
There's so many places you can go.
Because number one, nobody owns the lake.
Right. Okay, that's true.
Let's have that. And so far, and last time I checked, this is a free country. And if I'm paying my houseboat and I'm 100 feet or yards away of your boat, come on, man.
Right.
You
know, yeah. Sure.
Let's, if I'm going to park right next to you and jump in your hot tub on your boat, well, of course. But I think, you know, sometimes I understand when we have a lot of people. That's why part of my job also is I take care of the social media, as you know, right?
Right.
We're developing social media, everything that it sells the boat, right? So we try to, I always say, okay, this weekend we have a lot of people. We have 80, 100 houseboats out there. So it's like telling the people, the local people, man, you know, it's going to be a lot of people. I know you hate it. Don't be there, right?
Right.
People, oh, I don't want to be there when it's so many people. We can always enjoy the lake.
The lake is so big. It is so big. And you can find a place that's private. I guarantee it.
Just quick story. Right. Same about the same. You know, we have this group that they want to go to the Backbone Creek, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was two speedboats that actually they blocked the paths of these people, mm-hmm, because they said, no, we already have our families going. This is already tied up, and you're not going to come in here.
Wow.
So we were like, you know, I'm like, are you serious? Why you didn't come and tell us? We take a boat or something, and we talk to these people.
Right.
No, we'd rather just to go somewhere else. Yeah. So I think that is a really bad attitude. We need to understand this important, actually, here in radio. Chasta Lake provide jobs for thousands of people on the lake.
Right.
And
brings in millions of dollars.
And I know that because I know that. Because jobs, job security, town development, people that come to this town and decide that the rating is fantastic, you know, try to make a good thing out of the town.
Absolutely.
So let's have a little
respect,
courtesy and respect, you know.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. Well, hey, Diane, I mean, we are probably in Redding because of houseboating.
I know we are. Yeah. That's how we got used or they got to know this area.
We would come up to Redding. Of course, Redding at that time was about 35,000 people.
I know.
But my dad just absolutely loved the area. And I can distinctly remembering in the early 70s him saying, in about 5 years, we're going to move here. And sure enough, in about 5 years, we moved here in 1977 at the beginning of the year. There was a big drought that year. It was one of the worst droughts, you know, in history at that time. However, the following year in 78, that lake filled up in 1 year. We had like 60 inches of rain, and here we go, you know. And so, hey, Myron, it has been absolutely fantastic having you on the program tonight.
I'm honored. Yeah, thank you guys. It's been fun.
The time just always goes by so quickly for us, but thank you so much for being on here.
My pleasure.
And we'd love to have you come back sometime and we'll talk some more houseboating.
Thank you.
And definitely appreciate you. So Diane, what do you have going on this weekend?
You know what? So I'm staying around home because we bought a pool.
Right.
And above ground pool, of course.
Nice.
But we want to do it right. So we're, you know, going to put it down in the ground a little bit.
And
put that thing up, and it's pretty exciting.
Hey, maybe we'll come over and splash around with you a little bit. Yeah, that'd be fun. We're heading up to Fall River Mills area on Sunday. I'm going to preach up there at the United Methodist Church.
Oh, awesome.
Sunday morning. And then Monday, we're heading to Brookings, Oregon. And and I'm doing a wedding there Tuesday. I'm officiating a wedding, and what's amazing about that is that the woman I am marrying, I married her parents 32 years ago.
Are you kidding?
No,
I'm not kidding
at all. And so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Does that age you or what?
yeah, it does. Hey, by the way, if you would like to get a hold of Myron Rodriguez, you can email him at marketing@houseboat.com. You can call them at 833-474-2782, 833-474-2782. And, of course, the best place, I think, is go to houseboats.com. Well,
I've got his card.
All right.
Yes.
So thank you, listener, for tuning in to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
We challenge you to get out there and enjoy God's wonderful creation. We promise it will do your soul well.
Amen.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.